Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rich Dad Cashflow Quadrant Guide to Financial Freedom by Robert T. Kiyosaki is a personal finance book that extends the ideas introduced in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Its central purpose is to explain how people earn income and why the source of that income shapes their financial options. Kiyosaki organizes earners into four categories: employee, self-employed, business owner, and investor. From that structure, he argues that financial freedom depends less on having a high salary and more on building assets, systems, and investments that produce cash flow without constant personal labor. The book belongs to the financial education and wealth building genre, but it is less a technical investing manual than a conceptual guide. It challenges conventional assumptions about job security, career advancement, and saving alone. Its value lies in giving readers a simple framework for evaluating their current financial position and considering a shift toward ownership, leverage, and passive income. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four income positions define how money is earned. The defining idea of the book is the cash flow quadrant, a model that divides income generation into four positions: E for employee, S for self-employed, B for business owner, and I for investor. The model is simple, but its purpose is diagnostic. Kiyosaki wants readers to see that two people may earn the same amount while facing very different constraints, risks, and opportunities. An employee sells time and skills to an organization in exchange for wages, benefits, and relative predictability. A self-employed person may have more independence, but often still depends on personal effort, reputation, and hours worked. A business owner differs because the income is intended to come from a system and from people operating within that system. An investor seeks returns from assets such as businesses, real estate, paper assets, or other income-producing holdings. The framework matters because it shifts attention from income level to income structure. In Kiyosaki's view, financial freedom requires understanding whether money depends mainly on continued labor or whether it can be generated through ownership. Secondly, the left and right sides represent different relationships to security. Kiyosaki contrasts the left side of the quadrant, employee and self-employed, with the right side, business owner and investor. This distinction is not only about occupation, it is about the way people define security and control. On the left side, security is commonly associated with stable employment, professional competence, or a steady client base. The risk is that income can stop when work stops, when a job disappears, or when personal capacity is reduced. On the right side, Kiyosaki argues that security comes from owning assets and systems that can continue producing value. This does not mean the right side is risk-free. Businesses fail, investments lose value, and poor financial judgment can create serious losses. The book instead suggests that different types of risk require different education. The employee may avoid entrepreneurial risk, but remain exposed to employment risk. The investor may accept market risk, but gain the possibility of scalable income. The practical implication is that financial freedom begins with identifying which risks a person understands and which forms of security may be misleading. Thirdly, financial literacy is treated as the bridge from income to wealth. A major theme in the book is that earning money and understanding money are separate abilities. Kiyosaki repeatedly argues that formal education often prepares people for employment, but does not necessarily teach them how to read financial statements, distinguish assets from liabilities, or evaluate cash flow. This is central to the book because the cash flow quadrant is not presented as a personality chart. It is a financial education tool. The movement from employee or self-employed status toward business owner or investor requires a person to understand how money enters and leaves a household, business, or investment. Kiyosaki emphasizes income-generating assets because they alter the relationship between labor and money. A liability, in his usage, is something that takes money out through expenses, even if it is commonly described as a possession of value. This approach is sometimes simplified, but it serves a clear purpose. It asks readers to judge financial choices by cash flow behavior, rather than by social status, appearance, or conventional definitions of wealth. Fourthly, business systems and leverage are central to the move beyond self-employment. One of the most important distinctions in the book is between being self-employed and owning a business. Kiyosaki treats this difference as a common source of confusion. A self-employed person may own a job rather than a business if the operation depends almost entirely on personal labor. By contrast, a business owner aims to build or acquire systems that can function through teams, processes, leadership, and repeatable methods. This is where the book introduces the importance of leverage. Business owners may use other people's time, expertise, networks, and capital to expand beyond what one individual can accomplish alone. Investors similarly use capital and financial knowledge to make assets work on their behalf. Kiyosaki does not provide a detailed operational manual for building a company, but he does clarify why merely working harder is not the same as changing quadrants. The deeper lesson is structural financial independence requires creating mechanisms that separate income from direct hours worked. That shift demands management skill, financial education, tolerance for uncertainty, and disciplined decision-making. Lastly, the book is strongest as a conceptual map, not a complete implementation plan. Rich Dad Cash Flow Quadrant is widely valued for its memorable framework, but its limitations are important to recognize. The book excels at reframing personal finance around income source, ownership, and asset building. Its language is accessible, and the quadrant image helps readers quickly understand why a high-earning professional can still feel financially trapped while an investor or owner may have greater flexibility. However, the book is less detailed when it comes to execution. It does not provide a comprehensive guide to business formation, tax planning, securities analysis, real estate due diligence, or risk management. Some readers also find that its themes repeat ideas from other Rich Dad books. These criticisms do not eliminate its usefulness, but they clarify its proper role. It is best read as a starting framework that encourages further study rather than as a standalone financial blueprint. Its practical value increases when readers pair it with more technical resources and apply its ideas cautiously to their own circumstances. In conclusion, Rich Dad Cash Flow Quadrant is best suited for readers who want to rethink how they earn money rather than simply learn how to budget or save more efficiently. It will be especially useful for employees, freelancers, and small business operators who suspect that higher income alone may not produce financial independence. The practical benefit is a clearer vocabulary for comparing active income, business income, and investment income. The intellectual benefit is the book's insistence that financial position is shaped by systems, ownership, cash flow, and education, not only by effort or professional skill. Compared with many personal finance books that focus on frugality, retirement accounts, or step-by-step household money management, this book stands out because it centers the structure of income itself. It is not the most technical guide in the category, and readers seeking detailed investment methods will need additional sources. Its contribution is broader. It provides a durable mental model for understanding why different earners face different limits. For readers familiar with Rich Dad Poor Dad, it offers a more organized framework for the same core philosophy. For new readers, it can serve as an accessible entry point into financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and asset-based wealth building. If you would like to support Robert T. Kiyosaki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around. Oh,